We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed, Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Beis Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol wears two type of begodim to do the Avoda. He wears sometimes the regular Shmoyin begodim, which are the eight begodim, which have gold in it, and sometimes he wears the four begodim, which are made out of linen, and it's only four begodim with no gold in it. The general rule is the Avoda's Chutz of Yom Kippur, the avodas that he does outside the Heichal and outside Kodesh Kedoshim, he uses his regular Big Dizav. But the avodas pnim of Yom HaKippurim, which is, there's a par that he shechted and spritzed down into the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichal, and there's a sa'ir like that, and there's a, he brought in a k'tiris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those all use the Big Day butz, the Big Day lavan, the white begadim, only the four begadim. And we know also from the Gemara that we learned yesterday that there are five different tefillos, tevel in the mikveh five times, because they switch begadim five times, from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, then from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, back to Big Day Lavan, and back to Big Day Zav. And the truth is, in the Pesukim, you only find the avodas of the Pnim, which are the par, the sar, and the k'tiris, which you wore on Big Day Lavan. So it's not clear why is there another switch between Big Day Zav and Big Day Lavan. And that will be the discussion of the Gemara. And the Gemara is a learning from a pasuk that's a little bit not clear. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, after most of the avodas of Yom Kippurim, it says in the pasuk like this: Uva Aaron el oil ma'id. Aaron goes to the oil ma'id. Upashat as big day abad. He takes off the big day abad as a lavash. Uvayi al kardesh. He takes off the big day abad. Benicham sham. That's what it says in the pasuk. And the Gemara asks, Lomu ba? Why is he going into the heichal? It sounds like he's going into the heichal to take off his clothing. And that's not, that's pashat that, like the Bali Taisu say al Tairus, that's Pasha, that he's not going into the oil Mayid to take off his clothing. That's not a covered topic, Mayid. He goes into the oil Mayid to take off his clothing. So what does it mean? Pasha Psha on the Pasha, go Va Aaron El Mayid. It says Va Aaron El Mayid, or Pasha Big Day Abad. What's it talking about? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says it must be Elohitzius a Kaf Vesa Machta. He went back in to take out the Kaf and the Machta. That means when he did the Ktairus, he brought in a Machta, it's a shovel full of coals and a calf full of k'tiris. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he lit up the k'tiris that way by pouring the contents of the calf, which is the k'tiris, onto the machta, which are the coals. And that's what that was the mice of k'tiris did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But he couldn't just take it with him when he left because it was still burning. So he left it there and he has to come back to get it. And the Mefarshim speak out, you don't want to leave it for next year because it's not covered to leave ashes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim for a whole year. So you have to come back in to take it out. The Barbanel asks, and the Parashas brings this down, that why couldn't he take out the kaf right away and only leave the machta inside? So the Parashas says, pshat, because you want to show the kaf and machta go together, not like the tzedukim who never needed the kaf, because they came in with the machta alone. Like upon him, with Hashim pshat and the pasuk of Va'aron El Moed, that it means he goes in to take out the kaf and machta. So you have a new avoida, called it sa'as a kaf and machta, taking out the kaf, the spoon, and the machta and the shovel. And he had to put on Big Day Lavan for that, because like we said, anything you do in Bifnim, you need Big Day Lavan. We call a parasha kula nemra ala seder. The whole parasha of Achmeres ala seder, chutz pasuk zeh, besides for this pasuk that we have to insert after the Eloi ve'el ha'am, which means that you have to set up the avodas and move this thing before the Eloi ve'el ha'am in order to have a switch from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. And the avodas go like this. You put on your Big Day Zav in the morning, and you do the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Dishim Mizbeach, the Ketiris, the regular Ketiris, the Chavitim, all those things. Then you switch into your Big Day Lavan, and they do the Par, and the Sar, and the Ketiris that's done in the Kodesh Kedoshim. You take that off, put on Big Day Zav, and you do your Ayal and El Ha'am, which is the Oilos. And that Pasuk really says after Va'aron. So that pasuk has to be out of order. You do the Eil Ve'el Ha'am, which is the Oilos of the day. Then you switch back into your Big Day Lavan, go take out the Kaf Machta. Then you switch out of that, put back on your Big Day Zav, and do with the Rex that Masaf in the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So all the Pesukim in the Parashah Achmeres Al Seder, besides the pasuk of Al Aaron, which we just mechadish to us, that's talking about Hitzas Kaf Machta. That is after Pasuk Chav Dalet, which was about the El Velam, which the oilus has to be after those oilus. My timer. What's the reason you have to stick the ayil and the el ha'am between the avodas hayoyim, which means the avodas of Yom Kippurim, between that and the Hatzah Sakaf? Why do you need something in between? Rav Chisda, because Gemiri, we learned the halacha of Moshe Sinai that chamish tefilos v'asar kedushin tovel kohen gadol mekadesh b'yom. We learned that every day in every Yom Kippurim there are 5 tefilos and 10 kedushin. If you look at the Pesukim Kesidron, which means after he did the Avodas Pnim, he waited a little bit and then took out the Kaf HaMachta, you'll only have 3 switches. You'll have Big Day Zav, then Big Day Lav, and then Big Day Zav, and that's it. So therefore, you have to do is you do a different Avodas Chutz, which means Ayel, the Elam, you do after the Avodas Pnim, and then you switch back to the Big Day Lavan to take out the Kaf and the Machta. So the Gemara Vayta. Now the Gemara is going to give you the source. The source is of how do you know when you switch the Begadim that you have to be Tovel in a Mikvah. Tanya. Om Rabbi Yehuda. So now in the Psukim, in Achrei Mois, there are 2 places where it says something about going to the Mikvah. One place is in Pasuk Chav Dalad, where there it says, V'rochas es besorah b'mayim makam kadosh, v'lovash es v'godah, v'yotzav ha'osos elosoy v'as elosom, v'chiv v'adav adam. This passage is talking about something about Avodas Chutz. It's talking about taking off your Big Day Lavan and putting on, taking off your Big Day Lavan and putting on your Big Day Zav. So there it says, Eloshon of v'rochas es besorah b'mayim, that you go to the mikvah. That's one place. And beginning of the parasha, when it talks about switching from your Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan also has a passage. And we'll see all the drashas of this psukim. It is kedai to look at the Pesukim in Achrei Mois to get a good idea of what's going on here. Tanya, Om Rav Yehuda, V'nayin l'chomesh tefilos v'asar kedushin sh'tov v'kohen gadol v'kadosh b'yom. What's the makar, what's the source that there are 5 tefilos and 10 kedushim for the kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim? Tam Malayimad says in the Pasuk, U'va aron el amayin apashash v'gadei abad. So we learned already, this Pasuk is talking about going into the kohesh ha'kadosh to take out the shovel and the spoon. So you're wearing Big Day Lavan. So it says you take off the Big Day Lavan, but Rochas is Basari Bamayam Makam Kadosh, but Lavash is a God. You put on the Big Day Zav, which is for the last time, but Yatsava Asa. And you do other Avaidas. Holomarta Shakala Mashana Ma Avaida La Avaida Ta'an Tvila. You see from here, anytime you Mashana between Avaida Avaida, which means you're switching your clothing in order to do a different Avaida, it needs Tvila. Now, what you see from here is when you switch from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, you need tefillah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Rebbe doesn't have a different drasha. Amar Rebbe, minayin l'chomesh tefillahs v'sarah kedushin shtevel kohen gadol v'kadosh b'yom. How do you know that every time you switch begadim, you have to be tevel in the mikvah? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, kesoynas bad kodesh yilbash. This is talking about after we take off the first thing. You take off the Big Day Zav in the morning after the Tamar Shal Shachar and all those things. You take off your Big Day Zav. And you put on the Big Day Lavan. And this is the makar for Big Day Lavan, right here in the Pesukim. Ksoinas bad kodesh yilbash. You put on a ksoinas bad, which is a white ksoinas, which is like the long shirt. A michse bad yilav, sorry, that's the pants. Avne bad yachkar, you put on the belt. Uv mitzvahs bad yitznoif, it's all pasuk and Torah, this is. Uv mitzvahs bad yitznoif. Big Day kodesh, shame, these are Big Day kodesh. But rochat b'mayim es besara, you wash your guf in the mikvah uv esham, and you put on the clothing. Halamarta shekom hashanah ma'avoy davoy atam tefila. See from here, then we switch from ma'avoy davoy need tefila. So that's Rebbe's drasha from the pasuk says by Kodesh. So they each have a drasha. Who does a drasha, which is actually where I take off the Big Day Lavan to put on Big Day Zav? Rebbe's drasha is when I take off the Big Day Zav to put on Big Day Lavan. But they each have a drasha to teach you that the mashanah begadim. But Rebbe, it goes a little further. So Rebbe says, how do you know any time I switch begadim I have to make a tefila, even if I go from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav? So he says, the Pasuk says, Big Day Kodesh Shem, which is extra words. What if it's Big Day Kodesh? He said, it's about Kodesh Yilbash, we don't say about Yilbazar, Big Day Kodesh Shem, Huk Shukov, Gavim Kulon Zazah, teaches us that any Big Day Kodesh that you wear, you have to switch. Any Big Day Kodesh that you switch, you have to be Tevel in a Mikvah. And then the Brisa goes further, this is the Kuliyama, giving you a general rule of the day. V'chomesh HaVayidah Shem, there are 5 different sets of avodas. Tomet shel shachar, and everything goes along with that, is b'Big Day Zav. Avodas hayoyim, which means the par, the sa'ir, and the keteris that are brought into Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's b'Big Day Lavan, with white begadim. Only way we went into Kodesh HaKadoshim did it require b'Big Day Lavan. Eila v'el ha'am, which is a oila that they did in the regular place, in the Azara, Bigdei Zahav. Kafu Machta, which means what? Taking out the Kafu Machta, that you go in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's Bigdei Lavan. And then Tomash Shavei Abayim, and other things, but Bigdei Zahav. With Bigdei Zahav. So that's the good rule. Now, how do you know about Kiddush Daim V'Raglayim? How do you know every time you toivel in the mikvah and you put on new clothing, you have to have two kiddush daim v'raglayim? And this is a different din than the regular kiddush daim v'raglayim. This is a din. Now, switch your clothing, you make kiddush daim v'raglayim. How do you know you need that? Tam alayim, which I mean to speak out is like this: that in the Torah it says in Parashat Sisa, and some people say it every day in Kabbonis, that you do kiddush daim v'raglayim. So it says, this is a kiyun chayshes. It says you do it. It's a dance only you go in to do avodah. Now there's a new din kiddush daim v'raglayim. When you switch begadim, you kiddush daim v'raglayim. And the Brisker Rav and Sefer brings this out. That's a different din kiddush daim v'raglayim. So how do you know that? Tamaloymar. It says in the pasuk, upashat es bigdei abad v'rochatz, and then it says v'lovash es begadav. So we darsh from here that it says a pashat v'rochatz v'lavash. We make believe v'rochatz is twice. It's like a pashat v'rochatz and v'rochatz v'lavash, teaching us that there's two rechitzes when you take off your clothing, which means we know already tefillah because we're not concerned about the kodesh. So it must be the din of kiddush daim v'raglayim. Now notice this pasuk is the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda that taught us tefillah. Look on top of the Amid where Rabbi Yehuda said a makar for tefillah. Says v'rochatz b'sarim ayam makom kodesh v'lavash v'gadav. So Rebbe, this must be wrong with the Rebbe. Rebbe saying, I have a makar for tefillah from Ksenes Bakar Zilbash, which means when I take off my zav and put on the lavan, I need a tefillah. Are you going to tell me how you know the opposite way? It says Big the Kaidashem. It says Big the Kaidashem. It tells both ways. So now this pasuk, Barachas, I'm sorry, is extra. What's Barachas? What it says you have to do a mikvah. That teaches you the Kiddush Daim V'Raglayim. Mashaker Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that this is the makar for tefillah, you have to know where he knows Kiddush Daim V'Raglayim from. So that he'll hold like the next man the other. That's the Rebbe Shimon. So according to Rebbe, the makar for kiddush daim v'raglayim is a pashat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lavash, which is a pashat v'rochatz v'lavash that we have before pasuk chav dalad, and we put v'rochatz on both. Rav Lezer Rebbe Shimon Aimer kal v'chaimer uma b'makom she'ein ta'on tefillah ta'on kiddush. This is kal v'chaimer. Ma in a time we don't need tefillah, which Rashi explains means all year round. This is going to Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda Shita is that all year round you don't really need a tefillah deraisa to go into the Beis HaMikdash. All you need is a tefillah just to remember our old tumah. Al tzrach tumah we learned. If you're Rabbi Yehuda. The only reason why you tefillah every time you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be tefillah in the mikvah, because tzrach tumah. So ma'am v'makam she'ein ta'an tefillah, in a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need tefillah, still ta'an kiddush, you need kiddush daim v'raglayim, like we said before, it's the first pasuk kisisa. Ma'am she'ein tefillah, in a place where you need tefillah, which means for switching the begadim, switching the clothing, and you don't need ta'an kiddush. So that's the kal v'chaimer. Some are saying, well, the kal v'chaimer is not perfect. The mala halon, kiddush echad. The regular case, they go into the Beis HaMikdash, all you need is one kiddush. Afkan kiddush echad. Here also, maybe you should only need one kiddush. Tam aleimar, the pasuk says, uva aron el oil moyed, upasha des big day abad, asher lavash. There's a lashon here, asher lavash. Of course, matamash lavash. What if they take off the clothing you were wearing? Klum adam poishet elamash lavash. Usually, when you're taking off clothing, it's only clothing you wear. So, what's mashal lavash? Ella hakish pshita lavisha. To make a hakish pshita lavisha. Malavisha ton kiddush. Just like putting on clothing needs kiddush, like learning from Kalachimer. I've taught pshita ton kiddush. Taking off also needs a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So basically, the Levisha learns that Kiddush Daim from a Kavachaymer, and we have a Hekesh on the Kavachaymer. The Taisus talks about, could you learn how to Hekesh from a Kavachaymer? Look at Taisus, it's nice that you could. You can learn how to Hekesh, Baram Taisus talks about it, you can learn how to Hekesh from a Kavachaymer. Like upon him, we have here two drashas for Tevila, and two different drashas for Kiddush Daim Raglayim. One's a Kavachaymer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn how to Tevila from Rachat Zgar Maim, which is Pasuk Chav Dalet. If you have a Chumash Vani, it's very good, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Then, according to Rebbe, he learns out tefillah from Ksenes about Kodesh, which is Pasuk Dalid, and it says B'dikayosh and Tamarba each way. And then he learns out Kiddush Daim V'Raglayim from Pasuk of Dalid. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn out Kiddush Daim V'Raglayim from a Kal V'Chaimer. And the Gemara now, we'll go weiter explaining this braisa more of Arichas.